placed the crown of thorns upon his head. And you know, because it was because of our sins that he suffered those things. It was because of my sins that he went to Calvary. And I'm thankful for that today. And I want to read some scriptures. I wonder if before that we do that, if there's anything on your hearts tonight. Anything else that needs to be said or done. If not, we want to look at some scriptures found in the 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Starting with the first verse, the 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now I'm going to stop reading. I've read enough there to get to the points that I want to get to. And I want to stop reading right there. And we see here that it speaks of the gospel. And Paul is writing here to the church at Corinth. And it says, as we have seen this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things. And it goes on, it says, and it talks about the gospel and it going forth. And it said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost, or to them that are lost. And so we see here, it's funny sometimes some of the thoughts that we get as we're sitting in church, and as we were sitting here the other day and in service, and I guess what my thought would be tonight, and I'll probably show my age a little bit, because there's many of you that won't know what I'm talking about. But my thought tonight is, if I could title this, is Ancient Chinese Secret. Now, back in the 70s, there was a commercial that come on. This lady, she went into this dry cleaning place, and she picked up shirts, and the fellow that was behind the counter, he was an Oriental family owned this cleaner, and she said, "Mr. Lee said, how is it that you can get these shirts so clean?" And he said, it's an ancient Chinese secret. And so there a few moments, the lady said, she started to turn around. Here come his wife out with, I believe it was some sort of detergent. And she said, we need some more Calgon. And this lady said, "Ancient Chinese secret, huh?" Well, I'm thankful tonight, my friend, that God's power and his love, as revealed through Christ Jesus, is not a secret. I'm here to proclaim the word to you tonight. Just as John the Baptist says, as Jesus came there on the scene and John was baptizing, and he pointed out Jesus and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And that's who I want to point out to you today. And let me tell you, it says if our gospel be hid, Mr. Lee wanted to keep his means of getting those shirts so clean a secret. Didn't want this lady to know. But see, his wife come out and revealed that. The devil wants to keep heartfelt salvation, being in Christ Jesus, being one as God's people, it is our responsibility to my friend, let our light shine out in the world.
Amen.
That we can spread abroad the wonderful light of Christ Jesus in the world today. We look and we see that to much of the world, and you know, it's sad, but when you start speaking to people and you start talking about salvation, and I found that out as I have lived up north and worked as a chaplain, and you know, when you start talking about being saved and knowing the Lord, then you know, you can use terminology about being saved and what their terminology, or they can use the same word, and they can be saying and thinking and talking about something completely different.
Amen.
Than what we are.
Amen.
You know, and brother, it's a mystery unto them. My friend, it's puzzling unto them when we start speaking of feeling the Holy Spirit, God's dealings with the heart, my brother. And I thank God that God deals with man's heart.
Amen.
I thank God that it's not just some formality that you have to do this and do that. I've got some friend that I speak with. I'm so thankful tonight that I was taught that as I grew up in the church. That it was preached and I heard, you know, the truth of God's Word. And my friend, when that Word is preached, listen, I tell you what, I believe that God reveals Himself unto people.
Amen.
Through His Holy Word, for one thing, God called preachers the heralders of the gospel, and through His people, His church, the church of the true and the living God, that says, and that shines out like a city that's set on a hill, the Bible says. That's the way we ought to be. Brother, we ought to be a beacon unto the world. We ought to be a city that's set on a hill. Brother, we ought to light the sky around us. But we look, we see in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. This is Paul again writing. This is his first letter to the church at Corinth. And he said, and I, starting with the first verse, second chapter, I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. You know, some of my brothers that have preached the gospel, you know how that is, don't you? You know how it is when the Lord moves upon you to stand, and you know it's your time to stand. And my friend, and you just pray and you tremble and you're in fear for that you might not mishandle the Word of God, the precious sword of the Spirit. My friend, I tell you, we need God's power each time that we meet together. We need to be a praying people. We need to be a Spirit-filled people. We need to be a God-called and, my friend, a God-fearing people that are willing to serve God.
Amen.
And he said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. I tell you, Paul himself said, I was with you in weakness. You know what? I'm nothing tonight. I'm nothing tonight. I'm just as Adam was created from the dust of the earth. Oh, my friend, let me tell you, I'm just, that's all I am, is just dirt tonight. My friend, just something that has a soul within me. I want you to know, but I'm nothing more. Nothing great tonight. He's the one that saved my soul, that my friend makes me worth anything. I want you to know is that I know Christ. He is my all in all. He's mine and I'm His. Thanks be unto God. And I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should stand in the wisdom of men, but not in, should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that came to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Let me tell you something. What we preach today, what is preached in our old time churches, and His Spirit was stirred in him. In the 16th verse it says in the 17th chapter. It says, and when he saw the city holy given to idolatry, therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say? Some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine thereof, of whereof thou speakest, is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears, that we should know therefore what these things mean. For all the Athenians and the strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else, but either to tell or to hear some new thing." Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For I passed by and beheld your devotions. I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and of earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and to determine the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, 'For we also are his offspring.'" So we look here and we see these men, as we spoke of, this doctrine, this, and it was mysterious in the meeting. My friend, in parables. And, you know, Jesus said, well, it's given to you to know the mysteries of the gospel. It's given to you to know these things. But to them said, you know, and we see the parables that he spoke to them. He spoke of heavenly things, using a worldly language, speaking of worldly things to describe heavenly things, that they could better understand and get a grasp of what he was talking about. Let me tell you something. We need the Spirit of God tonight to reveal himself unto the lost in the preaching of God's word.
Waiting today. I don't know if those
I pray that God makes it real to you tonight.
Amen.
I pray just like Mrs. Lee, you know, she come out and she said, I said, we need some more powder. You know, she revealed unto that customer that secret. What the thing was that he used to get those shirts so clean. I pray that the Lord, through His Spirit, reveals unto you Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And you talked about it, and I was thinking about that, and I thought, well, why in the world would I have a thought like that enter my mind, you know, thinking about that old commercial? That was back in the 70s. But then, you know, and I was thinking about, you know, hey, it was about that cleaner that says you use this, oh, it's going to get your clothes cleaner. I tell you what, brother, I tell you, today, we've got the best cleaner there is. We've got the best. I'll start with the 8th verse. And he's speaking of God's people here. Said, how do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? To others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone, from the least unto even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall, and in the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and these things that I've given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of the horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black, astonishment hath taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? So God's people had gotten away from God, and judgment had passed. They were suffering. They were in a time of trouble. If they had sores, if they had any kind of hurt, they would use that. They would take those leaves and they would, or the sap from those trees, and they would make a balm out of that. And so, you know, and it was well known. You know, it was known around the land. So Jeremiah, he said, do they not understand? You know, we have the soul with the medicine that's needed. We have the cure. You know, there's balm in Gilead that they will recognize that. There's a God in Israel. And they fail to recognize Him and to call upon Him and to look to Him to repent of their sin. No, I'm telling you today, there's a balm for your soul.
Amen.
I'm telling you today, there's a cure for sin and sickness today. Relationships, problems in our finances, problems in our homes, problems, and you know, the thing is, brother, we ought to know the solution.
Amen.
If we're saved.
Amen.
But you that are lost, see, that solution has been hid from you by the God of this world. I'm not talking about Jesus, I'm talking about Satan. The prince of the power of the air is he's called in one place. My friend, the great accuser, I believe is another description that they use to describe Satan in the Bible. You know, the great, he come before when God was gathered together in an assembly there, and he come amongst them, and he said, through the power of Christ, we can resist the devil.
Man.
But listen, you lost people. If you're lost, you need to flee.
Man.
You need to flee into the arms of God.
Man.
You need to adjust to the prodigal son did when he had went away. You know, he took for granted the things that he had. And he went away and he wasted his substance and was right asleep in a far country. And he came back and he ran. You need to flee to Christ Jesus.
Man.
He is your shelter. He is your life, friends. He is your mercy and your grace. I want you to know you need to flee into Christ. Speaks over there. Says the son of morning or son of righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings.
Amen.
Brother, I'm telling you, Jesus can take care of your spiritual disease.
Amen.
Sin. He can take care of it. Brother, we got some good doctors today. I want you to know there's a lot of technology today. And it's astonishing. We have a man up in Ohio that Satan, that ain't going to stop you from going home.
Amen.
But he's ready to go. But I will tell you this, my friend. I want you to know that God, that my Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, He is the Lord of Gilead. He is the great physician. He is, my friend, the cleanser that you need for your soul.
Amen.
I like to take my shirts to the cleaners. You know, make sure they get nice and clean. You know, I've done it myself for a little while, and I ended up, you know, they'd get dingy, or the iron would make a big mark on them or something like that. But you know, I like them to be clean and white. But I tell you what, they're not near as white as a soul that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They're not near as clean as someone that has been cleaned up. I'm telling you today, because they haven't reached years of accountability. But they come forth, you know, they'll come and they realize sooner or later that when they start to cry and throw a fit, you know, that mom's going to go pick them up and, you know, think they've got a dirty diaper or think they have a tummy ache or something, and my friend, and they'll do that, and then all of a sudden they'll do it, and as soon as she goes and picks it up, it'll be laughing and smiling. You know, but I'm telling you today, there's not a stained sin that the blood of Christ can't wash away.
Amen.
There's not a stained sin. Those are the most ruthless killer on death row. The meanest man in the world. If he will hear the gospel and God get a hold of his heart and he hear the gospel, he'll, and if he makes an altar and calls upon God and surrenders himself to him, repenting of his sins and trusting in Christ Jesus, brother, praise be to God, he can be saved tonight.
Amen.
He can be saved. You can be saved tonight. I once worked with a man. He said, "Brother Jerry," said, "I just don't think." He said, "I've just done too much. I've just done too much out in the world. I've just been too mean. You know, I've done drugs. I've done alcohol. I've done this and that." He said, "I've just done anything that I could do." He said, "I just don't think the Lord can save me." Let me tell you something, brother. He can be saved, and you can too tonight in the blood of the Lamb. But you're going to have to seek God.
Yep.
You're going to have to come earnestly before
Man.
The Lord.
Man.
I pray. I believe that God has revealed Himself already. I'm thankful for the sister that got saved.
Man.
You know, I pray that God will continue to reveal Himself to you, that it'll not be a secret to you. And you know, there's a song that says it's no secret what God can do.
Amen.
What He's done for me, He can do for you.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that. God's not a respecter of persons.
Amen.
You know, God, there's no little big eyes and little ears. You know, it don't matter whether you're rich or you're poor, or whether you're black, white, or green, or yellow, or whatever. It don't matter if you got on a $500 suit, or if you went down to Goodwill and the whole outfit you have on tonight you got for $5. That don't matter, brother. I want you to know that your soul is precious.
Amen.
And you need salvation. You need salvation. God wants to save you. He's brought you, you know, He's in control of all things. He's brought you here this week that you might be a hearer and that you might hear the truth preached, that He might draw you to an altar of repentance, that He might save your soul. Of your ear, I don't get off on this on this Calvinism kick where he just died for few. Brother, I believe he died for all.
Amen.
I believe he paid the debt for all mankind. That whosoever.
Amen.
That's a big word.
Amen.
That's open to everyone. I can't see that it's closed to anybody. Whosoever.
Amen.
How can you twist that around and say that doesn't include me and you?
Amen.
That whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have the door is open to you tonight.
Yeah.
The old ark door is still open. You know, I was thinking about that. That's so symbolic of salvation tonight. The door of mercy is open. The ark door was open to a certain period of time. Noah preached as he was building that. The door was open, and all of a sudden one day, God shut it.
Amen.
The thing is, the door is open tonight.
Amen.
That door is open now.
Man.
He's calling! Come home! Come home! Come to me, either weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Man.
You're not going to find rest in anything or anyone else other than Christ Jesus.
Man.
I'll give you rest.
Man.
That's who you're going to have to go to. And not anyone else, not husband, not wife, not children, not preacher. Much of the world, it's a mystery unto them.
Man.
It's a secret. Secret that the devil's hid from them. I don't necessarily call Mr. Lee a devil. He was just an actor in a commercial. He was trying to hide that secret. You know, he was trying to hide that special remedy that he had. He used to get those shirts so funny. I tell you, the devil's trying to hide the gospel and the truth from you tonight.
Man.
Much of the world has fallen for the wiles of the devil. Much of the world has, you know, put their faith in doing good works. The Bible says our works are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Without Jesus in your heart, without God in your heart, and the direction of the Holy Spirit, you can't do a good work.
Man.
But oh, I want to reveal the secret to you. I want to be Mrs. Lee tonight. I want to reveal the secret to you. I'll tell you. And it's not Daddy or tell God or anything else, but it's the blood of Christ. You've got to come to Him. You've got to seek out Him. As I said before, as much as I love this church, I would be praying for you. No, you know, but you can't put your faith in this church. You can love soul up tonight is more important than them boys. If you're here lost, I'll beg you to come and seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Now, here again, don't put your confidence in this bench. You know, it's nothing but wood, covered with a little fabric, a little stuffing, feels like right there. It's nothing but man-made material. It will not save your soul. But it's a good place to come and pray if the Lord is dealing with you. It's a good place to come to pray. God's people can pray with you. But while we stand together and say, if you're here lost, won't you seek out the Balm of Gilead? Won't you find the real leader, the blood of Christ? Seek after Him until you find Him precious in your soul.
Amen.
Do you want to be clean tonight? Do you want to go home and have that feeling of peace and know that your soul is clean before God? That you have a better home waiting for you in heaven. While we stand together and sing.